You know, I'm feeling good that governments are listening at all three levels, Fred. I mean, Ontario Realtors, including Brandon, have been working hard, you know, to fight for that young couple in Owen Sound. They're expecting. They did everything right, got good jobs, went to school, but they can't find a house they can afford in the community they want to live in. So our number one focus has been on getting more homes built for average, hardworking Canadians. That's going to take an across-the-board effort because for 20 years we did not do enough and we fell into a deep hole on housing supply. So, Fred, it feels like governments are listening. We just need them to steel their spine to do more. And I've got some thoughts about federal agencies, the unelected people, sadly, who are rolling in the wrong direction.
Okay, so that was my next question, Tim. How effective can the budget measures be, or how ineffective has government shown to be in the past with their measures?
Yeah, well, look, if you go out in Georgian Bay and you paddle and you got one person paddling in one direction, the other in the opposite, you're not going to get too far. So, look, the national, I'll focus on the federal government here. There are some good things in here. There's a fund, for example, to get more homes built by supporting water and sewer infrastructure. You're not going to live in a home if you don't have water, right? So that's good to see. There's also a fund to get more quality rentals built in small towns and big cities. Good. There's more to get modular homes built. Modular homes are hard to distinguish from wood frame built homes. You can get them built faster. That's a good option as well. Here's the catch, though. So there's a bit of Jekyll and Hyde going on. At the same time these initiatives were announced by the Trudeau government, its agencies are rowing in the opposite direction. Interest rates, Brandon can tell you all about this, they've been too high for too long. Inflation is under control, and that's putting housing out of reach, especially for first-time home buyers. And also means that home builders can't get the financing to build the homes that we need. They need to get interest rates down and row in the same direction.
We're with Tim Hudak, who is the CEO of the Ontario Real Estate Association on Home Base Today. I was reading the Toronto Sun the other day, and there was an interesting column pertaining to interest rates, and lo and behold, you wrote it.
Yeah, like I feel very passionately about this issue. I think that the bureaucrats who run the Bank of Canada have lost touch with what's happening on the ground. I mean, when you have the interest rates this high, they went up the fastest pace, I think, in Canadian history. And then you have that on 2 points on top of that to qualify for a mortgage. That's placing homeownership further out of reach for average, hardworking Canadians. And if they can't afford it, it means they can get less house. Look, when you take out mortgage costs and you take out rent, both of those things are driven up by higher interest rates. Inflation is down around 2 points, 2%. They promised, Fred, when they got inflation under control, that interest rates would come down. But instead, last month, we saw them keep rates high. We've got another rate cut coming in June. If we really want to help connect that family with a home that they can afford and raise their kids, they need to get rates down now.
Are you optimistic there will be a rate cut a month from now?
No. I think these guys have really lost touch. They look at the stats. They look at the numbers. And I think they're afraid to make a mistake and lower rates too soon. But the inflation measures are all in the zone that they promised. When we got there, they would lower rates. Here's a couple other things. The Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, that has had a history of helping people get into home ownership. They're rudderless. They don't have a CEO. They don't have a chair. They're standing on the sidelines. And there's a third agency called OSFI. That's the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions. Basically, Fred, they're the referee for banks. They're actually raising requirements for banks to hold money. That means less money available for mortgages or to get homes built. Those three agencies are causing more problems because they're going the opposite direction of the governments federally and provincially, the elected officials.
This is Home Base. Last couple of questions for Ontario Real Estate Association CEO Tim Hudak. There is a cost of buying a home now, and there is the cost of keeping your home or paying your mortgage. Are they two separate entities, and are they two huge challenges? And you may have already touched on this as we've spoken today.
Yeah, you know, Fred, that's a great point because I talked about getting into the market, but there's also going to be the move-up buyer, somebody who currently has a mortgage. If it was variable, they've been dramatically impacted by higher interest rates. But there's also, a majority of us have fixed-rate mortgages, like my wife Debbie and I, but so, a huge proportion are coming up for renewal in 2024 and 2025. If we don't have rates at a more affordable level, they're going to have an awful difficulty maintaining their mortgages or putting money aside, right, for college for the kids or that one family vacation. that's another group of people who have dramatically impacted by this fixation by the Bank of Canada with keeping interest rates so high for so long.
And finally, Tim, you're an advocate of the 30-year mortgage. Is there a caveat to what's available now?
So this is an issue that Ontario Realtors have been pushing as well, that the 30-year amortization for mortgages is an important new tool. That's how a lot of first-time buyers finance their mortgage, because it's a longer period, yes, but then over that lifetime, you're going to get a raise, you're going to get promoted, and then you can refinance and pay down your mortgage faster later. It's really an essential tool to get into the market. So on the one hand, we're glad to see the federal government announce they're going to bring that back. But there's a catch, Fred, and Brandon, I'm sure, can go on in more detail. It's limited to first-time home buyers only for new homes, not resales, new homes, and $1 million or less. So you look at the market across Ontario as a whole, that's very restrictive. That 30-year mortgage should be available to all buyers and should be any level of home that they want, whether that's a resale or new. Let the consumer decide.